Today is July 6, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Startup Operator. In the next 8 to 9 minutes, we'll cover UbiTech's humanoid robots moving from pilot to government production, DeepSeek's DSpark decoding system nearly doubling inference throughput, and a build versus buy benchmark showing a 16.4 times cost reduction on legacy code migration. Here's the number that should stop you this morning: 13,361. That's how many confirmed pre-orders UbiTech logged for its UWorld U1 companion robot as of its June 30th launch materials. But the more interesting signal isn't the consumer number, it's the industrial one. UbiTech's Walker S2 humanoid is now live under a roughly $40 million government contract at a border checkpoint in Guangxi Province, China. Humanoid robotics just moved from demo reel to procurement line item. If you're building anything adjacent to physical automation, that's your market validation. And sovereignty is becoming a build theme in its own right. NVIDIA and Palantir announced a sovereign AI partnership using NVIDIA's open-weight Nemotron models, letting government agencies own the hardware, the data, and the weights outright. That's a direct hedge against a risk that's no longer theoretical. David Sachs laid out the pattern on the All In podcast. Anthropic launched Claude Design just 3 days after its chief product officer resigned from Figma's board. Then came Claude Code, Claude Science, Claude Security, Claude Legal, and Claude Financial, each one landing squarely in a category previously built by companies running on Anthropic's own API. If you're building your application layer on top of a frontier model provider, this is now documented behavior, not paranoia. Worth an honest internal conversation about which of your differentiators are actually just prompts sitting on someone else's foundation model. Separately, OpenAI's proposed 5% U.S. government equity stake, valued around $42.6 billion, introduces a regulator as stakeholder dynamic that's worth tracking as a long-term vendor risk, not an urgent one. On the technology side, DeepSeek just shipped something genuinely useful. Their DSpark speculative decoding system is now live in production on DeepSeek V4 Flash and Pro, and the numbers are strong: 60 to 85% faster generation per user, and system throughput gains as high as 661% under high load, exactly where the previous baseline used to collapse. The trick is a confidence-scored correction head that pushes draft acceptance rates from 45.7% up to 96%. It's MIT-licensed and already on Hugging Face, so this is a today-afternoon integration, not a research curiosity. More importantly, the open-weight ecosystem is closing the gap on frontier models faster than most cost models assume. Meituan's Longcat 2.0, a 1.6 trillion parameter model, was trained entirely on non-NVIDIA ASICs with zero rollbacks and reportedly beats Gemini 3.1 Pro on coding benchmarks. And here's the one that should actually change your architecture decisions: Agents A1, a 35 billion parameter model that fits in 21 gigabytes at 4-bit quantization on a single RTX 4090, reportedly outperforms DeepSeek V4 Pro, a model with over a trillion parameters, on SWE Bench in Gaia. On the closed model side, be careful before you upgrade blindly. Claude Fable 5's new safety classifier reportedly dropped debugging scores from 86.2% to 25.9%. Meanwhile, GPT 5.6 Sol Ultra scored 91.9% on Terminal Bench versus Fable's 84.3% at roughly half the input cost. Benchmark before you migrate, not after. Now let's talk about the build versus buy chart of the week, because the efficient frontier here is unusually clean. Chamath Palihapitiya described an 80-90 benchmark comparing direct Anthropic Opus 4 API calls against an orchestration harness layered on top for legacy code migration. Picture a simple cost versus speed plot. Direct API sits at the baseline, fast but expensive. Add the harness on top of Claude, and you drop to a quarter of the cost while actually running 1.5 times faster. That's a rare point where cheaper and faster move together. Swap in an open-source model through OpenRouter underneath that same harness, and cost drops to 16.4 times cheaper, but speed falls to about a third of baseline. The efficient frontier, in plain terms, is this: the Harness Plus clawed point dominates for anything interactive, and the Harness Plus open model point wins hard for anything asynchronous. At 500,000 tasks a month, that second combination is projected to save around $422,556 a year. The lesson isn't always self-host. It's split your workload by latency tolerance and route accordingly. That same self-hosting math applies at the model layer. Agents A1, self-hosted on an 80GB A100 at $2,500 a month, breaks even against GPT-5.5's API pricing at around 167 million input tokens per month, a threshold that's now genuinely reachable for mid-scale agentic products. Rerun that math quarterly, not annually, because OpenMOE models are closing the gap on a monthly cadence right now. And for internal tooling specifically, one builder scaffolded a full SEO dashboard, rank tracking, competitor analysis, content generation, in a single Claude session by feeding it data for SEO and Search Console credentials. That's a legitimate build alternative to stacking 3 SaaS subscriptions if your team is under 20 engineers and your APIs are well documented. On cost optimization, there are same-week wins sitting in your token budget right now. One practitioner spent $2,400 in 28 hours stress-testing Claude Fable and found that minifying verbose tool call output cut one response from 36,700 characters down to 177, a 99% reduction on redundant calls. Compressing system prompt semantically took a 1,125 token prompt down to 274, a 75.6% cut, worth an estimated $2,250 a month at scale. And simply capping Claude's thinking budget at 1,024 tokens, instead of letting it run adaptive produced identical results at 30 to 40% lower cost. Stack all three and you're looking at 50 to 75% lower total token spend on agentic sessions before touching any hardware. That same efficiency logic shows up at the GPU layer. DeepSeek's DSpark lets a cluster that used to need 10 A100s to hit a service-level target now do it with 5 or 6, saving $7,000 to $9,000 a month per cluster. On the image side, a training-free technique called Mr. Flow delivers a 21x speed-up with zero retraining, dropping GPU cost per 1,000 images from around $1 down to 3 to 5 cents. And if you have no GPU budget at all, a fully local stack running QN3, 27 billion parameters through OLAMA, handles 60 to 80% of typical agentic workloads at $0 a month in inference cost. Audit your defaults before you buy hardware. These are free wins. One pricing note before you close the laptop. Anthropic's Claude Sonnet 5 holds current pricing only through August 31st, then jumps 50% on September 1st. And Fable's included access ends July 7th, tomorrow, after which usage converts to credits. Model that cliff into your Q3 budget now, not after the invoice arrives. Here's your sprint goal for the week. Pick one agentic workflow you run daily, apply tool output minification and a capped thinking budget, and measure the token delta before Friday. If the batch portion of that workflow tolerates latency, prototype it against an open-weight model through OpenRouter and compare it directly to your current API bill. That single test could hand you both a cost win and a clean answer on whether you're over-relying on a single frontier vendor. Keep building. I'll see you in the terminal tomorrow. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.